This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on a proper NFL Draft Football Friday. Welcome into the show. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, number one influencer on Cowboys social media. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Had a blast last night. Pluckers in Arlington. Salute to everybody who came by. We're on a run. Had a lot of correct picks. Handing out a lot of specials. Hopefully we can do that again next year. You do have Wolchuk and Chiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Does everybody love what they did last night as much as I do? I mean, I just thought that was perfect. You got your tackle, you got an extra three, and now it sets up what should be a chance to have another great night here tonight.
Yeah, I was listening to you and Eric driving to the Star after I left you, and there was... I know you were talking about, hey, you'll draw me back in if you do this.
Yes.
And I feel like that they might have got you part of the way into the door.
Hey, you know, I need two good offensive linemen and a dynamic runner. And that, I think, gives you a chance with the right coaching, with the right scheme, to build you a really good, efficient running game. I don't want to run it all the time on first down. Offenses need to be balanced, especially when you get to January. I know we've suffered some losses on this roster, but it's not so much that a great draft couldn't put you back in the hunt, especially in this NFC. Tolo asked me last night, who do you like in the conference? And I was like, I guess a team from the NFC West is going to be really good, probably the Niners, maybe the Rams or Seahawks, and then the Lions. Mm-hmm. But like, the bar isn't still really high, so I think they took a step, and now... I think, you know, maybe they could go center, running back, and then an extra pick in round three, you know, to make them even better. They're one out of three steps along the path of getting me fired up about what this team could be by the time we get to Oxnard, Brian.
Yeah, that's there's going to be some combination today, and I really do appreciate the fact that they did get that 73rd pick. I mean, that was an overpay. The Lions obviously are like, listen, we see our player, we're going to get it. And maybe the way the board fell for him, that helped him as well to be able to back up. But I think having those picks today, you know, 56, 73, 87, you can do some serious damage with those picks today. I'm fascinated by the one that's 73, because that to me is going to be whether the trade was really, really worth it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one that's going to, like, you know what, they just got themselves a starter here and with 73rd pick.
I think with Wolchuk, it might be a little bit bittersweet, because I know how much you liked Graham Barton, and he was there for the taking, wasn't he?
I think bittersweet is definitely a good way to put it, because in the moment, you know, and I talked about this with KNC, and Brian knows this, like, we're passionate about the draft.
Yes.
And you spend a lot of time watching these players, and you develop an opinion, and, you know, you get passionate about it. And Barton was my guy. I didn't think he was going to be there. So when he's there, I think he feels a need. And to me, he was one of the best players on the board. It was very hard to pass on him and then to see him come off the board two picks later to Tampa Bay. I think he's going to have a great career there. But ultimately, to get the extra third on an overpay for a team that has a lot of holes to fill, and then you still get Guyton, which I think that is a perfect place to have taken him, who is a super talented tackle. He's just a little bit raw. I think it's a lot of the same kind of conversations we had about Tyler Smith a couple of years ago. There's a lot of things you really like about his game. He's right. A freak athlete for the size that he has, the athletic ability. It's a very, very rare combination, and they've hit in the first round when it comes to linemen. So I'm going to trust Will McClay and the scouts and their evaluation on that, but to get the extra third really is what made this a good day at the office.
How do you feel about it, Chief?
Feel good about it, man. Feel good. I was kind of grinding out the Graham Barton thing a little bit. I couldn't believe that he was there. I was like, wow, you're going to get that opportunity. But it is important for them to stack up picks. And when you had options like we weren't sure. We thought maybe all of these linemen are going to get ran dry by the time you get to 24. You had two guys you were comfortable with. And Broaddus has gotten ahead of Graham Barton on his stack. Like you got the better player and you picked up the pick here. So there's no complaints from me.
I'll tell you the interesting one was – when you start to talk about players, is the fact that
Terrion Arnold, the corner from
the
Alabama.
The corner from Alabama was on the board. And I was sitting there thinking, like, because that was my seventh best player on the board. And I was sitting there thinking, here you are picking at 24. And now, if you were in a situation where you were just taking best available player, if you were the Cowboys and you hadn't had this mass exodus of bodies out of here,
just so many needs.
You have so many needs. If you were just a team that was sitting there and that player fell to you, I mean, that to me would have been like a home run.
How good do you think Arnold's going to be?
I think Detroit, they've done a great job, I think, with the last couple of years adding these Alabama, these secondary guys.
And Brian Branch last
year was
fantastic.
This kid right here, man, he can play outside, he can play in the slot. So in my mind, I was sitting there thinking, man, look at the options I have here, you know, of picking at 24. The way the board fell, it was almost like you just had to kind of step back and go, wow, this is, you know, the trade back seems okay here.
Especially with the overpay.
Yeah, and then Kansas City from 32 to 24 would have got you a third and a fourth likely on that trade. I couldn't imagine a better trade opportunity. Detroit desperate with no four and thinking, man, okay, we've got to go get Arnold. We've got to go get this corner.
Yeah.
But now here you are. You're going to benefit from that
because
they're going to overpay with that spot. So it was exciting in a way of knowing, yes, they can make a trade. They could go back. I mean, the guys that were starting to come down the board to you, it actually worked out, I think,
it was
pretty damn
great
good for them.
You also had the Washington tackle, Fautanu, who was there as well, and he ended up going at 20 to Pittsburgh.
Right. I talked to Tampa Bay, and Tampa was saying they were taking an edge. They were thinking defensive end at their spot behind you is what they were. And Green Bay was behind, and then another one. So they were behind Green Bay. They were looking at edges. But when you passed on Barton, then they're
they just
like
had their center retired.
They're like, whoa, okay,
we gotta take this guy.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where they pivoted in their room.
Yeah.
When they saw that Barton was not taking it at 24.
It was one of those, I think, win-wins for both teams, because for the Lions, I mean, you talk about the NFC, I think they've had the best offseason of any team in the NFC when you look at free agency, and now I think they might have gotten the best value pick in the entire first round with Arnold.
Yeah.
Hey, heck of a pick. I wouldn't have been mad at all if the Cowboys had taken that corner. You know, I think that's a significant position of need. I think they're probably looking at a multi-year turnaround. But, you know, rebuilding the offensive line here and then taking a runner, I think, later on tonight gives you a chance if we hit these picks super hard. You know, to have a good running game. And I think that's a perfectly good way to go as well, especially with Detroit willing to give you so much to come up.
I feel like that you're in a situation right now, and this is in no particular order, but these are the positions I think you're looking at tonight. Linebacker, running back, interior offensive lineman. And I say interior offensive lineman in not just the center, but potentially guard. I'd keep an eye on Dominic Pooney from Kansas, a guard. Now, maybe too, though, that... how about our guy Beebe from Cooper State?
Because
he can play center and guard.
I think he's played all five positions during his time at Kansas State. I mean, he's a guy that ideally he is an interior player. Pooney is interesting as well. I like both of those names. And Christian Haynes from Connecticut
is another one.
Is another guy that's an interior player.
Don't you guys read though that they went tackle last night because they need both, but they knew center stretched longer.
It did, and that's exactly why I was able to come around on. Okay,
I don't know if they're in love with the centers as we're in love with the centers,
like Zach Frazier from West Virginia, Powers Johnson.
Powers Johnson. We've talked about that. He didn't check all the boxes with them. that's fine. I'll wear that one. That's my 17th best player on my board. That's the thing that you kind of, when you're doing this as a media scout, you don't get to talk to the players. You don't get to do the medicals. You just watch the tape. I would love to see that Powers Johnson somehow gets back into this thing. I just don't think they'll take him. I don't know if they like Frazier from West Virginia as much as we do.
Mm-hmm. You know? Who would be your center?
I think they're looking. I think that they're talking about Brock Hoffman. That's who I think they're talking about.
Well, and look, if you end up taking a guard, like let's say it's Pooney or it's Beebe or it's an Adams from Illinois, now you can have a competition with like PJ Bass. Maybe you try him at center. Hoffman, maybe one of these guards take.
Yeah, I just get the vibe that they Bass at center was not an option. I just but to me they love Hoffman. They think Hoffman is It's funny. I was talking with Brad Sham. He goes, "Man, when did they think they were?" He was Mick Tinglehoff. Well, Mick Tinglehoff was a old Hall of Fame center for the Minnesota Vikings. We've had this discussion, but they think that Hoffman could play center for them. And you know, he's played a couple times. Now I don't know. Does that keep them from taking one of these guys that we're talking about? I think they're also thinking about the guard in a way of maybe Zach Martin's last year is coming up.
That would absolutely have a contingency plan.
So you have to have a plan there for that.
Yeah, if the right one's there, why not? Lane Johnson on Guyton says he's a freakazoid. His size, his length. I feel like he moves better than anyone in the draft. His foot speed and movement, it's really smooth for a big guy, but he's got to improve play strength with his weight room stuff. Absolute mountain of a man, but you can tell like he hasn't been in the weight room. That might just be a lot of natural strength, which is exciting.
Yeah. He can fill out his frame. There's no question.
He is a large man. The hands, that's where you're going to have to, the thing with Guyton, that the hands are going to have to, we talked about that with Tyler Smith because Tyler Smith led the country in holding that one time. Hand placement was poor. It's something you can correct. There's no question you can correct that. Now,
and they've proved that.
Yeah, his ability, though, the athletic ability that this guy has, and I people are saying, well, who is it? Flozell Adams. If you're a Cowboy fan from back in the day, you will remember Flozell Adams, a mountain of a tackle that played here. That athletic ability, the power, stuff like that. I think this guy's similar in that trait, on those traits.
Mavs and Clippers, game 3 tonight. Dallas 4.5-point home favorite. Rangers and Reds at the ballpark. Eovaldi against Ashcraft. We will have Eric Nadell join us at 5:20. Game 3 for the Stars is tomorrow in Las Vegas. And we really need a dub there to breathe some life back into the series.
Yeah, that series is over.
I can't see them beating Vegas 4 times. I'm sorry.
They played about as well as they possibly could have in game 2. And they still weren't able to get the win. I know Matt Duchesne said, we could easily be up 2-0. All these games against Vegas, if you go back, they're razor-thin margins. It's not like they're getting dominated. But it's just Vegas finds a way. You've got to play darn near perfect.
I'm kind of rattled, Brian. It doesn't seem like they're going to finish building this offensive line. They're going to do something else. They're going to stop short.
No. Keep the interior offensive lineman in mind here. It's different combinations: linebacker, running back, interior offensive lineman, wide receiver, maybe even an edge. I think that the pick at 73 opens up a lot of avenues for you.
It does. I think at 56, if Jonathan Brooks is there, he's the pick. Is he there? That's the question. If he's not, then the position could be, we'll see.
Linebacker.
Could that go linebacker? Could that be an Edgerrin Cooper? Yeah. If Brooks is there, I think they would go running back at 56. I think 73, that's where you look at what linebackers are available versus the interior linemen. And then at 87, you circle back and take what you didn't get there.
Right.
The most potent Dak has been was when he was his least experienced, which was 2016. And that's because you had a running game that demanded respect.
Yeah.
And since then, they've gone out in a whimper. How many times do you need to see your offense go impotent in the biggest moments until you're convinced, wow, we should probably not do anything until we're sure we have a dominant offensive line with a good runner? You know, we got our quarterback. Okay. Let's go dominant offensive line to protect him, running game, and then go from there. We shouldn't be looking elsewhere. And by the way, you did that in 2016 with a poor defense. There were not a lot of good players on that defense.
Yeah, they lived off turnovers.
You won more regular season games, and you were more of a threat in the playoffs.
It was so pee poor, they actually called that era of Dallas Cowboys defense the Krusty's Corner defense.
It was. I mean, you had the great offensive line. It was Ron Leary and Doug Free. Those guys left, never replaced them, and since then, you've been an impersonator of that team.
You had the no-name defense. You had the Steel Curtain.
Purple People Eaters.
Then you had the Krusty's Corner Cowboy defense.
The Krusty's Corner Cowboys were amazing. They almost beat the Packers if they would have got it right. Okay, NFL draft true or fart coming up next in the G-Bag of the Day right here in the Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. This segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Now, here he is, Zach Wolchuk, with some draft, true or fart.
Yeah, let's reflect back on night one of the NFL draft with some true or fart. If it's your first time playing along with us, well, this game was born thanks to this live slip-up from the great Robert Flores on ESPN.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart, false. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Oopsies, that straight flatulence. All right, Brian, let's start
it's like
with
CA.
You.
Freaking period.
You guys didn't hear that.
Shout out to our guy Tyler Guyton last night, by the way, dropping a big time. Big time. I'm freaking ecstatic, I think.
Yeah. Except, he was so jacked to be a Cowboy. You love to
man.
See it.
You could hear the joy in his voice. We'll get to talk with him coming up at 4 o'clock. But Brian brought it. Speaking of Tyler Guyton, true or fart, he will continue the Cowboys streak of drafting all pro offensive linemen in the first round.
All pro. Pro Bowl, all pro.
All of them have been all pros. When you look at Tyron, Frederick, Tyler.
I'm going to say fart.
You're going to go fart?
Yeah.
Not an all pro. But good player.
Very good
Just
player.
Not an all pro.
Not an all pro.
Okay. Going fart on that. Gavin.
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Abso-freaking-lutely. I like that.
I have no reason to doubt these guys. Unlike Brian, who scouted him and has his own opinion.
The hell, Brian. I thought you loved this guy.
Can you repeat the question, Your Honor?
Tyler Guyton will continue the Cowboys' streak of drafting future all-pro first-round linemen.
Yeah. Yeah, this is surefire true situation. 100%.
Yeah. I'm going to lean true on that as well. Because
the athleticism. He's got like 11-inch hands.
I got a plan for this guy.
His arms are too long not to be awesome. An all-pro.
All right, Eric, back to you. J.J. McCarthy, who was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, will be NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. True or fart?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go fart on that. I mean, we were just living in a world where it was just offensive player after offensive player after offensive player. One of these wide receivers is going to break the league wide open. I will say it'll be probably one of these wide receivers that ends up being it, but definitely not J.J. McCarthy.
Gavin?
Yeah, it's a lot of football flatulence there, Wolchuk. There's just too many other good players to choose. So I'm taking the field.
Yeah. I mean, Bo Nix. I mean, come on. There's a lot of good options.
Question again, please, because I was texting.
J.J. McCarthy, who was drafted by the Vikings in the first round, will be the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Fart.
The fart?
Yes.
Only true.
You're going to put in the call? You're going true?
Yeah, I think he's in the best position to succeed. Now, it could be Caleb Williams, obviously. But I think J.J. McCarthy, when you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and I think an absolute offensive mastermind in Kevin O'Connell, I think he's in a great spot there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, McCarthy, and you would think like Bo Nix getting with Sean Payton.
Ricky Pearsall will be this guy.
Oh, Ricky Pearsall from the 49ers? Yeah. Okay, how about that?
That's your prediction for rookie Opoi?
Yeah, and I think that in a way because of what – I think they're going to get rid of Brandon Ayuk, and they're going to need that guy. And I think this is the Puka Nacua kind of player.
Puka Nacua.
Dude, Puka Nacua, what a rookie season.
Yeah. I think this kid has got those kinds of traits. And this offensive scheme, they will find ways to get him open. And he will devastate people.
He is a hell of a player.
Yep.
All right, Gavin.
Yes, sir.
Is Nacua your confirm as well?
Nacua for Ricky Pearsall.
For Pearsall.
I don't know that that's a comp that I would make.
But just like production.
Yeah, he could be very, very productive.
Impact.
Yeah, he can have that kind of impact. The Buffalo Bills, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. And boy, do they need to keep circling right now. They are in some trouble.
Are they just trade down right now?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. And speaking of that, the Bills made a big mistake letting the Chiefs move up with them and get Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas.
Still good receivers on the board. Lots of them, you know. I had a lot of fun last night, you know, trying to pick players when the fans – you know, had left or whatever that signed up to be the GM at Pluckers.
Oh, so you just stepped in for him?
And four different times, I thought, boy, this team needs a wide receiver, and I picked who's the guy still on the board for the Longhorns, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all four times, it was another wide receiver. I was like, damn, there's a lot of good wide receivers to pick
there
from.
There are, yeah. Yeah, we know it's Nacua, 817. All right, Brian.
Puka Nacua.
Nacua.
Yeah, that's what we said, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's what we said.
Damn right, it's what we said.
Yeah.
What do you think?
With Worthy being what?
Like the Bills made a mistake by allowing the Chiefs to trade with them to draft Xavier Worthy.
Yes, absolutely.
Big mistake.
Yes, big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going true on that?
True.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fart. And I just think that the Bills have, like, I don't think Xavier Worthy is, I mean, maybe you guys feel, maybe perhaps feel differently, but I think this is more of a speed player that is not necessarily like a bona fide wide receiver. And we've seen guys go to the Chiefs right now and take a little while to get going. Like, wide receivers don't necessarily just, it's not plug and play every time. Looking at Sky Moore going, what are you doing? Even Rashee Rice, it's like, okay, the latter half of the year, you started to get going. So I don't know. I don't know that it's that necessarily that big of a deal. But it is interesting when you see, like, two teams that compete with each other right. Big time in the way that these two teams do, doing deals with each other. You're, like, helping out the other team. That does feel a little bit weird.
That's why I'm going to lean true here, because I think the Bills now have just made the Chiefs that much better, because I think that's a tremendous fit with Patrick Mahomes. That is speed that they have not had since Tyreek Hill. I know that they did add Hollywood Brown this offseason, but Xavier Worthy, there's nowhere better for him to have landed than Kansas City. Finally, last one, your NFL true or fart.
I will say this about the kid, though, for being small. He is not afraid to work the middle of the field.
No, he's not.
You know, and he's got some toughness. I know he's a buck 65, but that is an explosive player.
Very right? explosive.
Getting the ball in his hands with that quarterback that could throw from all the different platforms he's done. Sure.
Seemed like a lot of the players last night were capable of playing outside or inside at wide receiver.
Yeah. What's happened is interchangeable.
Yeah,
what's happened is these college programs have figured that out. Hmm. That, like, okay, let's take our best players and find ways to, other than just play them on the outside, let's throw them in the slot for a little bit, you know, and then maybe get some work there.
All righty. Thank you, gentlemen. More draft content right around the corner. Krusty's Corner 245. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah. Slip, slide, trying to provide for me. Hey, for me. I'm in a way, in a way. Anyway. Let's see here. Every weekday on the fan here at 2:30, we do the G-Bag of the Day. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Dustin, could you put some sauce on there for me?
Yes, sir. The G-Bag of the Day, the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all. Yeah. Vote on which one we like the best. That's your G-Bag of the Day.
And our winner right here is a tip, a nod, if you will, to old school dads from Bill Burr.
I'm coming at you guys like an old school dad that's doing some and he ruins it. Because the whole time he's doing this, all he does is tell you he doesn't have time for this.
Yeah.
Come on, get in a god car. Christ, I don't got time for this. Come on, you don't need your seatbelt. Just sit down and shut the up. God, mother, set this whole thing up. Does she tell me? It's him back and down the driveway. Of course she doesn't.
I love that.
I'm living in her f***ing world, her rules. The f*** I ever got married for. Quit your crying. I don't got time for this shit. That sums up the dads when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I love his dismounts.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it too. Hey, I think it's a Friday, baby.
Did that reverse sound only happen with a stick shift?
Yeah. It did. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
First three vehicles were stick shifts. They're rare these days.
They are, dude. They
can't drive one.
Yeah. Never driven one.
Can't drive one.
I learned how to drive on a stick. A girl taught me.
Of course she did.
She did.
Yep, of course she did.
I was hucking and bucking a little too much, and she was like, let me show you how to do this.
Uh-huh.
And we drove to all of her boyfriend's houses in the DFW. She found a ride that day, boy. All right, you guys interviewed Tyler Guyton last night?
We did.
All right, he's pretty excited about being a Cowboy and all that.
Very.
Very excited.
Right now, let's welcome in the newest Dallas Cowboy, the 29th overall pick, Tyler Guyton, now former Oklahoma Sooner. Tyler, welcome to the Dallas Cowboys, man. How you feeling after getting that call from Jerry?
I'm f***ing ecstatic, bro. I couldn't be more happy. This is my hometown team. This is the best team for me my whole entire life. I couldn't have wrote it any better way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who got nervous in there when he said that? Hold on.
We all did.
Let's isolate. Hold on. I want to hear it, though.
I'm f***ing ecstatic, bro. I couldn't be more happy. This is my home. My hometown team.
Who was, ow!
That was me. That was me.
I knew it.
That was me.
I told Carter and Reggie. I said, I bet you this brought us. Oh, God. I got a folding kit. You don't want one.
I was hoping that maybe Peyton had heard me do that. Oh. And he's like, oh, hit the button. Hit the button.
It's the same sound Walchuk made when they passed on Barton.
Let's go to the KMC masterpiece where Mr. Corey Majors says he works out with no underwear on.
Oh, yeah.
Which I do too. I don't wear underwear at all. It's too much constraint down there. We're like a. Compression shorts,
yeah.
You know, biker shorts, stuff like that. Take my girl's old shorts and turn them into underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do stuff like that.
There you go.
I look amazing when I take them off. I used to.
Rocking a little booty
shorts. Last time my daddy was making fun of me a little bit. And I was like, are you calling me fat? He was making fun of me, bro. It's Corey Majors. Now, he's talking about not working out with underwear, but what else is he talking about here?
So, Mike. Here's where I'm going to stand up.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys, y'all can turn your heads if you want, but don't worry. I don't think this is a very visible one. I'm going to come over here. I'm going to walk around a little bit. Can you see the hole?
Jeez. All right. Okay. Can you see where it is?
I can't see
okay.
That.
You couldn't see it, right?
No. And the great thing is you're wearing a little bit of a longer shirt.
Yeah.
So it covers part of
it's,
your
Kevin, it's
the
more,
lower back and the upper crack.
Like so, I can feel the hole right now.
Lord, how big is that?
How big is the hole?
Reggie's so good in that. Okay, all right.
And that's enough. Hey.
You ever get to work or anywhere, though, and you realize that you have like a little hole in your shorts somewhere that you didn't realize was there? Mm. Maybe somewhere in that.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, no. Covered up the whole thing. No, I had the hole there.
Yeah. You get so comfortable because us men, we sit with our legs all wide open and silly looking.
Yeah.
Jeez. I got some more from our very own station right here at 105.3 The Fan. Wow. Sean Sharif, he had a weird live spot. Sounds like he's reading a live spot for a bathhouse.
The Miho Platter, $24 a person, your choice of two meats and two sides. How about the poppy? Well, Bobby calls me sometimes. $28 per person. Your choice of three meats and two sides. Don't get grossed out, Bob. I'm just joking. Or the jefe. Maybe he calls me that. Briskets, spare ribs, pulled pork, sausage, all beef, or they have other options as well.
That's the most homoerotic live spot we've ever had in the history of this station.
Jeez.
Started with the Miho platter.
Miho platter.
Just getting started.
The Miho platter.
The Miho platter.
That's what I came for, honey.
I'll take two of them to go.
A doggy bag, please.
You know what? Let me get this one out the way since we're doing it anyway. Pat McAfee's Draft Spectacular.
Yes.
They were coming for Tony Khan.
Oh, yes, the wrestler dude.
Jags owner, right?
Yeah, he's got the wrestling
AEW,
company.
AEW, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt Bell.
Well, I was just going to say, I understand you're keeping up with the gimmick. Someone should tell Tony Khan, hey, if you have a neck brace on, don't f***ing move around like nothing's wrong. You know, you stick with the gimmick and look straight ahead.
No!
Like your neck's broken, okay?
Thank
like,
you.
What are we doing here?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, well,
about time.
That was on ESPN. That was just right there on ESPN with the logo and everything. ESPN.
Those guys are so loose, man.
Good Lord.
No, don't move around like nothing's wrong. You know, you...
What the hell is going on?
Right there on ESPN, bro.
What a wild time to be alive.
If awesome. I could talk like I wanted to talk, we'd be up. I'm telling you, bro.
Right. Well, you know, I guess...
I could curse like a sailor, and it sounds good, too.
For some people, saying what you want to say doesn't work out in the end, but it is for Pat McAfee. Is it old school dads with Bill Burr, a two-time champ?
Tough today.
Is it Tyler Guyton? Is it KMC Masterpiece? Is Majors working out with no underwear? Sean's live spot, the Miho platter. Or McAfee on the Tony Khan situation there.
I guess we knew him blue.
I'm going to vote for Tyler, who's going to join us, by the way, coming up at 4 live on the show.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Getting in his good graces early, starting off with some brownie points.
That's yeah. right.
I'm going to go with the Miho platter.
Lucius? I'm going to send him the FCC rules and regulation before he jumps on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a podcast.
Yeah.
Been listening to too much Chris Arnold these days.
This is not the athlete, whatever you want to call it. All right, it's my turn to vote?
Yep.
Let me go with Bill Burr still.
Tied at one, Wolchuk.
I'll go with Corey in the hole.
Tied at one, Brian.
I put a star next to Sean's name.
By a score of 2-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Sean Sharif from the RJ and Choppy Show. Okay, Krusty's Corners brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who the best available players are on my board. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. NFL news today with Wolchuk's coming up at 3 o'clock. Wolchuk's Cowboys angles at 3:20. And then before too long, both these guys are going to be heading up to the Star tonight for rounds 2 and 3. You'll be able to watch that at 105thefan.com or listen on the Odyssey app. We'll have Rangers baseball on the air. The Odyssey app's going to have your draft coverage. Here's the king himself, Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, brother.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything. Appreciate that. Also, well, I want to say... Hey, Wolchuk, great job last night steering us around that thing.
Seriously, dude, that was epic stuff.
And thank you, guys. I appreciate
that. First time out of the block.
So proud of you.
I was talking to guys over at DallasCowboys.com. Couldn't have been happier with all that. You always,
good.
You never know how that thing's going to turn out. You know,
admittedly a little nervous when we started. I was like,
worldwide,
there was a lot
bro.
Of excitement, but yeah. definitely some nerves kicked in. Because Sean's done a great job pointing sure. that for the last several years.
Yeah, you should be very happy with it. And the way you steered it was wonderful. So look forward to
10 out of 10, baby.
The next couple, we got a nighttime.
Tonight'll be fun.
Yeah, nighttime with the Cowboys picking up that 73. I think that's going to open up this board for them. I know I've said this a little bit earlier. The areas that I think they can go, and this is in no particular order. Just keep in mind, these are the positions I think. I think the linebackers in play tonight. I think the running backs in play tonight. Interior offensive linemen. In play tonight, and that doesn't have to be necessarily a center, that could be a guard, and then also a wide receiver could be in play tonight as well, with an edge being the fifth one. So in some form or fashion, you got three picks, and I think that you'll probably see one of these selections out of each one of these positions as we go forward tonight.
Well, bravo last night getting that extra pick, man. I'm just static.
Yeah, that was key. Like I say, with the players that were on the board, I had Guyton over Barton myself. I know in the room I was alone on that one, but that's okay. But I would have been happy with Graham Barton. And I know talking to the people at Tampa Bay behind Dallas, they were like, wow, their board or their mood in their room switched when Dallas made the trade. So, you know, but you know, you help Tampa, great, but you also, like you say, you pick up that 73, and that's going to be key.
And you got a good player.
Yeah,
lost a lot of depth this year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm just going to kind of go through, and Zach, if you'd like to chime in too on this, I'd love your input of like your best available players.
Yeah, give me yours, and if I have anybody else, I'll throw them out there.
Okay. I've rode with this one the whole time. I'm not going to change it. We know what my thoughts are about Jackson Powers Johnson. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it what it is. It's about checking boxes. It's not only all about medical stuff. It's everything that you do when you bring a player in and you go through the process of evaluating the player. You get to learn about the player. And so that's where this is right now. You know, they were, you know, I thought maybe that they would look at him at 24. It did not happen. He's got some medical concerns that I talked to a team that cleared him. I did not talk to the Cowboys about whether he would be a red tag guy on that board if that was the case. But Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon, I have him on my board. He's the 17th. I had him as the 17th best player on that board. But I do not know if your Dallas Cowboys will take him, and he's been passed by several other teams along the way here. But he's a name that you do need to know that I have there. Peyton Wilson, mm-hmm. the linebacker. Okay, here I mentioned linebackers, running backs, interior offensive linemen, wide receivers. Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from North Carolina State. I've compared this guy with some traits with what I saw with Luke Kuechly when he was coming out of Boston College. The problem again with this guy is the medical stuff. There's some knee problems. There's some shoulder problems. He has been clean, though, the last 2 years playing football for North Carolina State. But he's got these types of traits that you love in a linebacker. He's instinctive. His ability to run sideline to sidelines. He's good in coverage. He's a good run defender. He is capable of doing everything you want him to do. I don't know if Dallas would consider him at 56. I would like for them to consider him at 73 if they could, or at 87 if that's the case. I do not know if his medical is going to keep him from being a Dallas Cowboy, but I want to put his name out there as one of my best available players. He might be called here. I believe his name will be called sometime today. Hopefully it's by the Dallas Cowboys.
That would be amazing. I'm with you. He's right there as one of my best available, best linebacker for me in the draft. And I just wonder when, you know, the medicals, when you start to say, okay, now the value is too good. Is it the third round? Is it maybe the fourth round where the Cowboys don't have a pick right now?
Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from Florida State. We talked about him yesterday. If you were listening to our broadcast, Zach was steering us along about wide receivers, and we were talking about guys that potentially could be first-round receivers. Keon Coleman from Florida State, a very talented wide receiver. He's got tremendous size, ability to go get the ball. Love everything about his game. He was a punt returner at being at 6'4". For Florida State. I think he's got some dynamic traits to his game as well. He would be a guy that I would like to consider. I mentioned that again, wide receiver possibility for the Cowboys. Keon Coleman likely will go before the Cowboys pick today, I believe, at 56. Am I wrong about that, though, Zach? Or you feel like that he could be there at 56 for them?
I don't think that he's going to make it there. But if he did, I mean, that's someone you've got to consider because that's tremendous value. I've got him as my 25th best player.
Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the corner. This guy got a lot of buzz because there's people that feel like that he could also play safety. I'd play this kid at corner. I think he's got the ball skills. I think he's got the ability to, when we talk about how guys carry routes, and how smart guys are. When you're talking about Mike Zimmer type players, this guy fits the mold of about the ball skills and then also how his ability to play with some smarts. I think he moves really, really, really well for a guy. I think he could play on the press coverage side of it. It's a hard time running away from him. He's a physical player. He'll tackle. I see why people are thinking about him maybe as a safety.
I could see it too. I mean, normally I'm thinking F no, I'm not playing a white corner. This would be an exception.
Okay. I like what you're doing there. All right. Jonathan Brooks now comes into the picture here for me. He's the 29th best player on my board. Okay, I'm going to be real honest here. I'm hearing two different things about this player. I'm hearing a lot of love when you talk to Nick Harris, who we work with on the draft show, who lives every day at Valley Ranch, at the Star there in Frisco. He is telling me absolutely they love Jonathan Brooks. I mean, Jerry Jones last night. I don't know. Jerry might be trying to kind of divert you some other way and maybe another guy come his way. I think that there's sometimes where Jerry says some things that are kind of like, wow, did he really do that? And then, but he's also creating a diversion here. Jonathan Brooks, like I said, Bobby Belt and Nick Harris swear to me that the Dallas Cowboys absolutely love Jonathan Brooks. I had another guy.
They're high, right?
Yeah. I had another guy. I had another guy who I absolutely trust on sources say, Brian, don't connect the dots here. Don't connect the dots at 56 for Jonathan Brooks.
Man, it'd be a hell of a smokescreen.
I don't know where to go here. This guy is a hell of a football player. He really, really is. And if he didn't have the knee injury, he could have gone late one. But he's going to go here in the second round, though, with somebody. I don't know if it's going to be for the Dallas Cowboys because, like I say, Bobby and Nick, trust them. Trust them with all their sources. My source I trust as well. I'm getting mixed messages on this particular player. Zach, any thoughts on that?
I do think they have an affinity for Jonathan Brooks. I think he's the consensus top running back. I know I've said I've got Benson as my top guy. I'd also think Jalen Wright, Bucky Irving from Oregon, Ray Davis from Kentucky.
They like names. Ray Davis a lot.
And I do as well. I mean, I think you could wait, and in that third round, maybe that last pick that you've got in the third, you can maybe get one of those backs if you don't get Brooks.
Okay, the final guy I want to get to here would be Edrin Cooper, the linebacker from Texas A&M. I have him as my 31st best player on my board right now. Here's a guy that's 6'3", 230 pounds. He's kind of a guy that could play when you start to talk about those inside linebackers, but have the ability to rush the passer. Feel like he's a much better pass rusher and linebacker than he is, say, a cover guy. I don't know. I mean, I think you could teach him to be a cover guy, but I think his skills at a pass rusher makes a lot of sense for a team. He could be a very physical player. I think he tackles very well. He has a feel for how to beat blockers in the pocket and then get in on the quarterback. I don't know if he gets to you at your spot at 56, but if he does, I think that would be a very, very that would be very inviting for this football team to hand that card in for Edrin Cooper, a linebacker, Texas A&M.
I agree. You like the player a lot? I'm totally down for Edrin Cooper. I've got him as the second best linebacker in the draft. You talk about ability to blitz, rush the passer as well. But the speed, it's a lot of fun to envision Cooper and Overshown as your two linebackers in the future.
Yeah, I do. I have a Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State ahead of him. But if the medicals do not shake out well for Peyton Wilson and Cooper's there, that would be a very, very inviting player for me.
Yeah, I saw Jane Slater tweeting out earlier today, Edrin Cooper and Jonathan Brooks are the guys that she'll be watching for with Dallas tonight.
Yeah,
right on. So those are the two
just
big
like
names.
I say, that the thing with the running back there, it's just so many mixed messages.
Yeah, that's why I'm fired up to see what ends up happening here.
Yeah, I am too.
Like, how are they selling us on something? Is this an ultimate smokescreen? Like, this is going to be fun to see how they approach it. Because remember yesterday, Jane Slater's report was they have a fear that the Eagles are trying to trade ahead of them in the second round to get Brooks.
And the reports are, again, Eagles trying to be very aggressive to move up to the top of the second round.
Wow. It'll be an awesome evening of draft coverage. It resumes at 6 o'clock. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. For years, Brian Broaddus has dominated the coverage, and for many of those, he's been with you right here on 105.3 The Fan.
He's a stud.
For Tolos Everywhere, we thank you for it, Brian.
Yeah, thank you guys too.
The level of attention to detail on this is special, and it's something that no other market gets. You know, nobody else in America gets this kind of draft coverage. NFL News of the Day coming up next. Woolchuck, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's relive some of the best sounds from night one of the draft and some quarterback drama. That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.